found a new job for you.
What is it?
A company's actually looking to pay somebody $500, and all you have to do is watch Netflix and eat pizza.
At the same time?
Yeah, you have to binge watch a certain couple of shows on Netflix. So you tell them what is the best shows to watch, you know, during the pandemic, what is a really good binge watchable show. So you tell them that, you give them a couple shows that's good, and then you order a couple of pizzas and you tell them which pizza goes well with like Queen's Gambit or which pizza goes well with Below Deck, and they'll pay you for it.
I'm already doing that for free now.
Exactly. I mean, what else is perfect for you?
Something I'm already doing that somebody will give me money for. I like that.
Eat pizza and watch Netflix.
Yeah. Okay. What do you got to do?
Okay. Whoever is chosen will have to watch and review three series. So you'll have three different ones that you have to pick from. And then you have to judge the series on story and plot lines, Netflix and chill suitability, acting quality, and satisfaction of episodes and series endings. So you'll
Netflix and chill ability is a very important category, because that means that the show has to appeal to, it means two things. Like, the whole idea of Netflix and chill is that, you know, you want to be able to hook up on the couch while the show is going on and not miss anything. So that's pretty important.
So it's got slow places in the series that you can hook up.
Right. Or something that's like that you don't really have to pay close attention to, because if you miss 15, 20 minutes here and there, or if you're people, you know, like us, 5 or 10 minutes here and there.
We're only going to miss maybe one conversation in the whole series. We can rewind that.
So the Netflix and chill ability is definitely important. Do they give you the shows? Do they suggest the shows that they want you to review? Or
no,
you
have to pick you have to pick your three. Then the applicant will also have to rate takeout pizza based on appearance and color, base texture and taste, topping quality, flavor, and cheese gooiness.
I'm overqualified for this.
And value for money. So there's actually an online application that you can fill out. And then you can say, yeah, I will watch three episodes. And the great thing is you can pick Queen's Gambit because you've already seen it. And you can pick like the Stupid Dragon Show because you already saw that.
Well, no, I'm going to do stuff that's like more current. Like, I'll probably do Night Stalker, which we just finished binging. Probably Queen's Gambit, because that's a good one. People should watch that. Maybe Bridgerton, you know, something that's current.
It should make you watch WandaVision. So you'd have to watch that and then rate that.
But that's on Disney.
That's on Disney, yeah. So maybe Disney will have the same thing. Maybe Disney will have Disney and tacos or something.
You don't have to ask me. I'm planning on watching WandaVision. You make it sound like you would force me to watch it. You know, people were like, you know, talking about HBO and HBO Max and that whole thing. And like, people are like, oh, what about Euphoria? I'm like, that is the greatest show on television. I can't wait for the next season of Euphoria. There's not a better show out there. So yeah, don't worry. I'm already on it with WandaVision. Like, don't think that because I'm not a teenager. Emily in Paris, give it to me all day long. You know what I mean? Like, I have no problem watching stuff that Gen Z is supposed to like.
I know, but I sat and watched the first two episodes of WandaVision, and my son is a huge Marvel fan. I mean, he actually knows who Wanda and Vision are, believe it or not. So he had to catch me up on who they were. But the whole time I'm watching the show going, I don't understand.
You're not a girl. I think it's geared towards women. I think that's a problem. You know, your expectations are like Star Wars, Iron Man level.
Right.
You know, Wanda and Vision is a whole different category. That's more for like, you know, me, women, younger.
I know, but they just took it in such a weird angle. I mean, it's black and white and has a laugh track. And they ripped off Bewitched and Dick Van Dyke Show.
That's weird, because I would think that the audience for WandaVision probably doesn't know what those shows are.
Well, and that's the thing. I had to show my son the intro to Bewitched because they totally rip it off frame by frame.
But see, that's the problem. So he's trying to explain WandaVision to you, and then you have to explain the contents of WandaVision to him. So who really is that show for?
Exactly. Then? That's why I'm scared about it, because I had to go. I went on Twitter once we finished the first two episodes and wanted to see what people were saying about it. And it was split right down the middle. I mean, people are like, I don't understand this. And I fall into that category.
Were other people like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen?
There's a couple of people that said that, but I don't understand how you can say that. I mean, I really don't. I mean, even if you are a huge Wanda and Vision fan, I don't know how you can even follow this. I mean, it's more Dick Van Dyke than it is Iron Man.
Well, I really shouldn't see Twitter because it has all these fan theories, so I don't want you to ruin it for me.
But there's nothing to ruin for you. I mean, the first two episodes, watch Bewitched. That should ruin it for you.
Right, I see what you're saying.
You know, there might have been some Easter eggs hidden, but I don't understand them.
See, that's a problem for me because I'm aware of Bewitched, but that wasn't my generation. I'm too young for that. You know, I might be too old for WandaVision. I'm somewhere in between. Like, where's the shows for us?
I don't know. I mean, you don't have to be a fan of Bewitched or Dick Van Dyke, but they do give you some callbacks to it. Like when Vision walks into the living room, he bypasses the chair in the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. It's a total Dick Van Dyke move. So there's little things like that I caught that would go right over a kid's head.
Right, right. So you're going to, so that means, see, that's weird. So again, I don't know who the show's for then. Maybe it's for Gen Z or not even Gen Z. Well, yeah, it's for Gen Z to sit around and watch with their grandparents.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it boggles. It's one of those, it's the first TV show I have watched where I'm going, I don't understand none of it. But okay. I will watch the whole season. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm waiting for the next episode because I'm waiting for that one thing where I go, oh, this is cool.
Right.
The first two episodes didn't bring you one thing where you went, oh, this is cool.
I'm in. Yeah.
Right. It doesn't give me anything to make me want to come back.
I felt that way about The Boys. It took me a while to get connected to that.
See, and that's different for me because The Boys got me in 5 minutes. The first five minutes, I'm like, I'm there. This is my show.
Yeah, I didn't get it because the superheroes were all like super old I didn't really get what it was. I was like, this is supposed to be a parody. Is it serious? Who are these people? Like, I didn't really get, nobody famous was in it, you know, until like, what's her face from
The Karate Kid chick.
Yeah, The Karate Kid chick until she showed up. Actually, I was going to say it. Adventures in Babysitting Lady.
The cocktail chick.
The cocktail chick, the Leaving Las Vegas.
Woman, yeah. That woman. One. Yeah, but WandaVision is black and white and has a laugh track. And it's a 1950, 60, 70 laugh track.
On Disney.
On Disney. And I know they're trying to do something way wacky and crazy, but
Wacky and crazy that you don't even know who the audience is.
Right.
Right.
But it's me because I'm going to be there. I can't wait for the next one.
Okay, so you could be the WandaVision expert on the show and keep us abreast of what's happening. Like, keep us posted on whether we should watch it or not. Are you liking it?
All right, so for the first two episodes, I go, huh? That's my review.
That's your review.
Yeah. What? What?
Pretty good review there.
Oh, okay, my review is Wanda's really hot. That's pretty much all I got.
Okay.